So I bought a church. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch pro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Well, technically I rented a church, but it sounds much more dramatic when I say I bought one. I've talked about this process quite a bit with some of the women that I work with, but I wanted to have the conversation on the podcast because it's been a very interesting transition opening a second business, and one that's specifically an offline business. So quietly behind the scenes, for about the last 2 months, I would say, at the time of me recording this, I had been working on a project to take back the ownership, or the rentership, I should say, of an old church that was built in 1890 that's in the downtown core of where I live. And now I know the first thing you might be thinking is, what does this have to do with online business, Jan? But stick with me because I'm going to explain it. And I'm going to dive into some of the strategies that we've actually used in this project, which are doing the opposite of what I normally teach, which is using offline techniques to start online businesses. And here, I use a lot of online techniques to get this offline business up and off the ground really quickly. So for some background on this, because I think it's kind of important to know the why behind it before I dive into the strategies, we moved our entire family to my hometown about 6 months ago. And it's a tiny little village in Ontario that's considered to be one of the most beautiful villages in Canada. It likes to claim it's the most beautiful, but I think there's some other people that probably argue that. I do think it's gorgeous though. And this is the village that I grew up in. And we moved back specifically because we wanted to give our daughter an opportunity to feel connected to something, to be able to find community, to live a slower paced life. And coming out of the pandemic, one of the things that I found, I don't know, was one of the hardest realities to face was looking around and seeing that the life that was left after the pandemic, the personal life, wasn't the one that I wanted my daughter to be raised within. It wasn't what I wanted her to experience the world as. It was lonely. It was very consumed by work. And there just wasn't anyone there. There was no village at the end of the pandemic for us. And so instead of creating a village, we just moved to one. And it was the best decision that we've possibly made for her future and for our future as a family. And a few months into moving back, somebody asked me if I could sit down with them and have a conversation about taking back the church and turning it into something really substantial and important for the village. And I was intrigued, I have to admit. If you listen to the show for a while, you know that I come from nonprofit and charity world. So I have a very strong belief system in business for good. Even in my business now, I still very much follow values, and it's been built on a lot of integral principles that I believe in deeply. We can make money while doing good things in the world around us. And so for a conversation that I initially thought I was just going in to do some consulting on, it turned into a true passion project for me. And I jumped in with both feet and pulled everything that I had of myself along with me, my brain, my strategies, my experience, my failures, and I went right into this project with a determination that I was going to help create something really beautiful with a really beautiful team leading this. And I want to be clear, I'm not doing this alone. I am one of many, but a lot of the heavy lifting on the strategy has come from me. And I don't say that in an arrogant way. It's just, I have a business background. And the other people who are also part of this project, they've done a tremendous amount of lifting on things that I just am not experienced at. So today I'm just going to talk about business. And what I want to talk about are the interesting struggles of moving from an online business back into the real world, because it's taken a lot of shifts for my brain to kind of be like, how am I doing this again? And the framework that we used, that I built the entire business strategy around, to get this lift so quickly. Because trying to turn a 10,000 square foot church that was built in 1890 into something modern, that took a lot of lifting and a lot of creative thinking. The framework that we focused on is what I'm actually teaching in Schmooze, my boot camp right now, which is understanding how to use relationship networking and marketing to leverage yourself really strategically to get your business to grow quickly. And it follows a four-step framework, which is purpose, people, position, and process. And that's what I'm going to break down today on the podcast, is how we use that framework to get this business plan operational in less than 2 months. We went from conception to launch in about, I want to say, it took us about 8 to 10 weeks in total to take this spark of an idea and launch it, which may seem like a really long time, but there were a lot of hurdles to get over, which again, were some of the struggles that I really felt moving from the online world back into the real world. Real world moves a lot slower than the online world does. And I forgot about that because I haven't worked in it for so long now that I forgot that I have to kind of slow down my typical pace to wait for people to give answers. There are a lot of lawyers involved in this. There were a lot of mentors involved. There was a lot of consultation from the community. It wasn't like my business. It wasn't like what I teach you, where I'm like, let's be strategic. Let's take action. You can get it up and going in 48 hours. I'm actually really proud that we got this done in 10 weeks. But having to go back to waiting for people to give me permission to do something, that was weird. It still is. I have to admit it. And that was very much the world I worked in when I was working in nonprofit and charity, was waiting for board approval, waiting for approval from the C-suite, waiting for approvals from the committees you worked with. I didn't have autonomous business decision-making powers like I do here and like you do in your own business. There is a lot more relationship management involved than there is in the online space, period. Offline world is really foundationally built on relationships and learning how to use them strategically to get things to go in the direction you want. So when we were sitting down and looking at how are we going to do this, the first thing we looked at is what's the purpose? What is the purpose of taking a building that is huge, filled with critters, has not been used in years, and trying to turn it into something, like I said before, that's more modern and viable while still honoring and respecting the history of that building? And so the purpose that we came up with was to reclaim the building and give it back to the village, to open the doors back up and turn it into a space where the village comes to congregate through community, through programming, through laughter, through friendship, through music, through the arts. We decided to establish an old school community hub, and we've named it the Pews. It's named in honor of the actual pews within the church, and they were built by the congregation at that time in place. And what makes them very unique is they're rounded, and all of the cushions that are still there were sewn by the women of the congregation. They've been re-sewn over the years. I'm more than sure of that. But they still are the original wood, the original iron. And those pews have had a lot of bums sit in them that celebrated a lot of things. And we wanted to tip our hat to that and give a really respectful nod to the history and the beauty that that building really is. And so that purpose has been the driving force in every decision we've made since moving forward. How can we take a really old school concept like a community hub and make it something that people want to come to, like make it the destination place for people who live locally? Our vision for this business is to create something where every shared story that happens under the roof of the pews is part of creating something truly special for our community collectively. And so we leaned into the idea of old school values and fresh perspective on community building. And that became the guiding principles for everything we did moving forward. So the second part of the strategy then became, who are the people that we need to engage to make sure that they get on board with this and it keeps moving? This has been the part for me, especially moving home to my hometown And although I grew up, like I was raised here and I know this village well, I haven't been here for almost 3 decades. So people change. There's new players in town. And I kind of felt like I was starting from behind the eight ball with most of this. The team building perspective of this became critical to our success and getting the right people in the room to listen to the pitches, the right people to get on board with the idea, the right people to spread word in a really positive way, the right people to join us on the board of directors. That was, I think, probably the longest part of this entire process, because it takes a lot of time to build trust with people who don't know you. And we talk in the online space all the time about the know, like, trust factor, and we're like, people need to get to know us, and then they start to like us, and then they trust us, and they buy from us. And those funnels do work. But when you're trying to lead people into a concept of something where there's not necessarily a sale I'm asking for at the end of this, I'm just asking you for to get on board with a bigger vision of something, it takes a whole lot of lifting to get there. And that lifting came with a structure right from the start of who's leading this. So I have been sitting in a number two position throughout this entire thing, and that's my favorite place to sit, especially when I'm working in teams and I'm working with other people. That was my career. I sat as number two. I like being number one in my own business, and that is not going to change. I still will be here as Jan Ditchfield. The podcast is not going away. My business is not going anywhere. But this side project I've been working on, like I said before, has become really important to me for very many reasons. So at the head of all of this is a brilliant woman who has deep roots in the community. And she's really been the person who has helped to open the doors for me so that I can stand there and do the things that I needed to do. I wouldn't have gotten in there if it wasn't for her. And I know that humbly. We wouldn't have had this whole thing lift if it wasn't for the people who believed in it from the start. And so getting in the room is when I started taking over. I did a lot of pitching. We did a lot of community gathering where we talked about the vision, where we engaged people in conversations, where we did an ask of who wants to join us either as a board member or committee. And then we took that large list and we just started bringing it down further and further and further over numerous meetings until we created the board that we currently have. And it's a dynamic board. It's filled with people with all different backgrounds. Everyone is deeply invested in this village that we live in. And everyone brings a very unique set of skills to the table to help move it forward. So whether you are actually trying to build an online business, or you're like, I think I want to try something different and not start an offline business, trust me, do your research on that before you start. The people you have in place within that trusted circle really is going to matter to your success. And now I've used this model in Legacy, which is my mastermind program for women. And in there, we have cohorts where we've paired women together strategically to become each other's circle, to help lift their business, to help with lead generation, with selling, to take that idea of we live in this isolation as solopreneurs away and turn it into a collective model with a collective goal. Now in Legacy, the collective goal is all of those women are there to make money and make a difference. And when they work together on each other's business goals that way, they get there faster. The same concept works within this project that we've done for the Pews. Collectively, we will get there faster by bringing people together who have an equal investment in the overall vision of what we're trying to create. Not everyone has to do the same amount of lifting, but the investment needs to be the same. And when we were looking at all of the different types of business models that we could be using with this, we tossed a lot around and ultimately we landed on a cooperative model. And we use that strategically because cooperative models are proven to still be standing in business 10 years after they open. And we took a big risk by saying, you know what? We're still going to be here in 10 years. We're going to be here in 20. We're going to be here in 30. And so we are using the co-op model to ensure our success on that because it's just going to give us a better shot. And when you're trying to fill a 10,000 square foot building, you need all the better shots you can get. Once we had the team in place, the next thing we were looking at was the marketing around this, which is the positioning. And now this has been the part that I have loved working on because I've had a chance to be very creative and do some things that I really enjoy doing that are reminiscent of my career, but don't necessarily hold a lot of space in my current business. Like, I don't think you really want me talking about sponsorship on here. Maybe you do. I could be wrong. If I am, DM me and tell me. But sponsorship has become a big part of building out the revenue model and the financial goals of this business, this new business. So in the marketing, what we decided to lean into was the idea of old school community hub. Everything that we have thought about and everything that is being done within this is focused on the idea of there is a seat here for you. We are your neighbors. We're not just a venue. We're the cozy heart of our community. And we want people to feel and understand that this little hub that we're building is just brimming with stories and laughter and the kind of charm that just feels like home. Good old fashioned home. And so from everything from the coloring and the branding and the name, the font choices, the tone of voice that we're using on social media, on our website, it all drives back to that idea of old school, good values, great times, relaxed, fun. You belong here. If you want to see some of it in play, you can actually go to the website right now, which is thepews.ca. And on there, you can see it's just a holding page because our full site won't launch until May, but it'll give you an idea of what we've done that is very different than what is commonly done in this type of world. Like in the business for good space, it usually is pretty standard looking. And what I did was take a lot of things from our space, the online world, and use them right off the bat. We have built an email list from nothing to a very active subscriber base, and we did that in a week. So I'm going to nudge again. If you don't have your list being built, get on it because it is possible to do it quickly. We have a blog that's coming out. We're using a membership model that's exactly the same as what I teach here all the time, but we're just doing it in real life instead. Our revenue models are coming from events that we'll be hosting for the community. The ability to rent space as well, to hold big name events there, concerts, art shows, theater groups, plays, but also rental space. We have space to actually have offices within there, either permanent tenants or short-term tenants. There's space for retail. We're going to be opening up a retail store. We will be selling our own merchandise as well as supporting local makers to sell theirs. And we are launching a second podcast. Well, I am launching a second podcast that is specifically for the Pews. And it's going to be called The Business of Good, Marketing and Business Growth Strategies for Purpose-Driven Entrepreneurs. And now the strategy behind using a podcast with a local-based business, well, there was a lot of thinking that went into this. And when I first talked about doing this, a lot of people were like, why are you going to go global for something that's local? And I want to explain the why behind it because I think more local business should be doing this as well. While our blog and our marketing and our targeting is all local based, the podcast is there to act as an example of excellence in business and to really showcase us, the Pews, the business side of the Pews, as a model that can be followed. That it is possible to build successful financial businesses that have a really purpose-driven center to them. And we're going to explain how we've done it, interview others who've done the same, and celebrate that difference and profit can go hand in hand. And by having that global vision right from the start, it will position the Pews as being a model to follow. And that's what we want. We want to be seen as something to be celebrated, and we want to help other people be able to do the same thing. It'll run a little bit differently because it's not going to be a week-to-week show like it is here on No BS Business School. We're going to do it based on seasons. So we'll drop 3 seasons a year, pre-recorded episodes, great conversations, lots of business strategy, that marketing strategy that will be there too, but it will help to leverage the success of this organization, of this business, from the start. So all of these very commonly used online tactics that you and I use in our business, that you hang out with me all the time to learn more about and figure out how can you leverage yourself better using things like blogs and email marketing, social media, podcasting, I'm putting that right into the strategy for what we're doing in this community hub. Because it works here, it will work there. And just like the things that work there, they work here as well. We just have to tweak them, which is what I'm teaching again in Schmooze. And then when doors open up to Online Authority Builder, which is where I teach offline tactics to grow your online business with lead generation and marketing strategies, like they are deep strategies I teach in there, I'm just reversing the table with what I'm doing with the pews. And that process, that last piece, like what is the process that we're putting in place around this? That's come down to our launch strategy, which we officially launch in May, the revenue strategy that we have, the content release strategy, and the way that we have been using social media strategically. Which I'm going to say one thing about that. And this is me admitting in some ways something that has been bothering me, quite honestly, for a while about social media. For the longest time, I have been thinking, I'm really bad at this. Like, I'm not great at Instagram, which is why I'm not getting the reach and I'm not getting out there and I'm not doing those things. And when I had to start doing the social media for the pews, I was like, I'm not the right person for this. Like, I'm going to tank this. Let's get someone who's better at this than me. So right now in the interim, I'm doing it and I'm doing it well for some weird reason. Reels are popping off. Things are picking up. Engagement is insane. I have never seen that ever on my own account. And part of me is wondering, is it because the content is so different that it's much easier to create? Because I have 10,000 square feet of something gorgeous to look at. If you come hang out in my stories with me this week, I'm going to give you a lot of tours of behind the scenes of what we're doing within the building. And in my own business, like, you don't really want to watch me do a reel of a business plan. It's just not quite as sexy as looking at the inside of a gorgeous building built in the 1800s. And I don't know if that's true. Maybe just I am really bad at content and I just got lucky with a few reels. But either way, it's been interesting to watch. And I still plan on handing it off to someone as soon as I possibly can. The podcast, I'm happy to do that. I just want off social in all possible ways I possibly can get off it as soon as I can get off it. So that's it. I have started a second business. I'm one of a team of people who is running this thing, who has such a big vision for what it's going to become and such a deep belief that we're going to get there. We believe that the pews will become a breath of fresh air in a very fast-paced world, and that there's nothing wrong with wanting to just slow down, find a place to sit, and have a good conversation with somebody about nothing other than just how was your day. And there's nothing wrong with having that as your vision for your business. Slow, beautiful, easy. We can build businesses however we want, as long as we know who we're serving, why we're doing what we're doing, and we have the strategy in place to get us there. So like I said, if you want to take a peek at what we're doing, you can head over to Instagram at thepews.ca, check us out on the web at thepews.ca, and I'll let you know when that new podcast goes live, because you might want to listen to some things there too, because I'll be talking about things on that show that I don't talk on this one. Business can be beautiful. And the gift of being an entrepreneur is that we can create amazing things for the world around us and leave true legacy. It isn't easy. It takes a lot of work. There's a lot of stumbles. I still have days doing this where I'm like, well, what am I doing? But knowing that something is going to still be standing 10, 20, 30 years from now that I had a small part of, well, heck, I'd do this again any day of the week. And I know you understand that feeling because you're doing it every day as well. Let's just keep making things beautiful in the world while we're making money. Until next time, stay resilient and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jandishfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.